is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Masters of None. My name is Mike. With me is Jay.
Yo.
Art.
Holla.
And this is Suxer Rules Speed Round.
Speed Round.
A little bit different, as we've done in the past. We usually take one topic and we debate it for an hour, and then we come up with a Suxer, does it suck or does it rule at the end. This one, however, I have 21 topics.
21.
We are going to do Suxer Rules Minute Debates. You're going to get a minute, and then a rebuttal for a minute, and then I'm going to decide whether it sucks or rules with no explanation as to why. It is based solely upon your argument.
This is like the McLaughlin group.
This is.
Wrong!
Jack-jamon! Petty-petty-buke-duke.
This was your brainchild, right?
So yeah.
Kudos to you, man.
Thank you. I like Jay's idea of, I'm going to throw out the subject, and you guys got to scream out sucks or which side that you want.
Suckers!
And then I'll chime in with who got it.
A game show.
Yeah.
So if you feel strongly about one or the other on it, whoever yells it out first gets to go. But you have to go first and the other person. That way they get a little time to come up with their side.
Right. So, as I said, 21 topics. I'm going to have a tie. I'm going to need somebody to keep track of who wins each round. Can we do that?
Audience, help
audience,
us out.
Audience, yes. Thank you. I want to know who wins. So every round, just keep a tally of
don't
who wins.
We all
Jay or Art. We're all going to win, hopefully.
We're all the losers here today. All
right.
Capri Sun.
Do we have like an ejection
everybody.
Seat point like around round five if this is not going well? Just push the self-destruct button.
What can seriously go wrong?
Yeah, nothing.
Absolutely.
Can me and Art both pass on a subject? We both go, pass.
Pass.
Whoever
every
says
great
pass
game
first
show.
Wins.
Yeah. There's always a pass option on every good game show. Pass.
Pass or play.
Can we call a friend?
All right, you ready? Are we clear on all the rules and everything? Everybody pretty good?
It'd be sweet if we could phone a friend.
are you good?
Help
though?
This debate, please.
All right. Do you want any time before you guys actually debate
no.
to just think about it?
Speed round.
Just go. No, you got to go.
Okay, yeah. Just going to go with it?
60 right. seconds, hot shot.
All right, here we go. So
pop quiz, hot shot.
Let me, okay.
Clear right. your throat.
Yeah. Waiting for the clock to go to next minute.
So official. I love yeah. it. I'll ask you 21 questions.
What if neither one of us wants to pick a side? You just choose for us?
Jack Chimanga!
Yeah.
Okay. So if neither one of us jumps in on which side we want, you just assign it.
Right. Okay, ready? So, first topic. Russell Stover's candy boxes.
Sucks.
Sucks. Okay, you got sucks. Okay. You got rules.
Tell me when to go.
Art, go.
No, I have to go first.
You want to go first? Oh, because you called
whoever
it?
Whoever calls
okay.
it.
Oh, whoever calls it goes first?
Yeah.
Okay, see? I fucked up the rules. All right, cool. Sucks.
Fucking
ready?
Game show host.
1 minute, go.
All right, Russell Stover chocolates are like the fucking Walmart of chocolates. They're available everywhere. They're cheap. They're shitty. They don't taste good. They taste like dried out, like wood shavings. Chocolates are so disgusting, you have to be sure to look at the roadmap to make sure you don't get the really, really shitty ones.
Mm-hmm.
The coconut one tastes like probably like shit from someone stuck on Gilligan's Island because that's all they had to eat. But yeah, they're just probably 99% of them are good. I think the caramel one is like the only good one, and they give you like one out of the 20 that you get, or depending on what size it is. Worst gift, that's like something you give to your kid's teacher that you fucking hate around Valentine's Day. Just the worst gift, cheapest, crappiest of Valentine's / anniversary / everything else gift. Stay away from Russell Stover's chocolates. Garbage.
Okay, you're under the minute. And Art, rules, go.
It rules because, especially in our society where everything is fast-paced and all that, if you forget to get a gift for somebody, you're at Walmart, you pick up a nice box of chocolates, you're still thinking of them, and the person that receives the gifts can't really tell you that you're being a dick to them, as Jay would say, but you're still giving them a gift. And yes, there might not be so many chocolates that you're going to like. with the caramels, they're great. Coconuts, nah, maybe if you're not a coconut fan. But what happens if you give the gift to someone who is a coconut fan and they've been waiting their whole life to enjoy chocolate and coconut, and they finally receive this chocolate and coconut mixture, and it just rocks their world? So maybe a box that costs you $5.99 just makes someone's day, and they don't jump off a bridge because they ate this coconut chocolate encasement of deliciousness. So that's why it rules.
All right. Survey says... rules. No. What?
Fuck this game.
Next.
This is bullshit already. Are you fucking kidding me? This guy's saying someone's not going to jump off a bridge because they got a shitty coconut chocolate?
It happened in 1997.
Bullshit. This fucking game is already horseshit. I quit.
Next. Secret Santas.
Sucks.
Ready? Sucks.
Jay wins.
Go.
Here's the thing. Just go buy yourself what you fucking want. Done.
Wow. Okay. Art. Rules.
I have to agree with Jay. There's no. Just look what happened in the strawberry shortcake episode where they had Secret Santa. It didn't work.
Was that where they cut the purple pie in half and yes. gave half to each person?
It scared my kids beyond belief.
All right. Sox.
Yes.
Art 1, Jay 0. Art 1, Jay 1. Thank you, Sarah, for keeping score. Next. Family vacations.
Rules.
Art, go ahead.
Now, here's the thing. People say, like, oh, I need a vacation from a vacation. I have to take a family vacation. Well, you didn't plan it right. What you have to do is you have to go to a travel agent. They'll, you know, you tell them exactly what you want, what price you want, and they give you about, like, three different options. Case in point, last year when I was trying to go to Disney World, it was, like, trying to do my taxes, and I'm like, I can't do this. So I go to a travel agent. They picked out, like, three different packages for me. My dad came along too, so we had an in-house babysitter, which was great. So my wife and I had some time to celebrate and hang out our anniversary and all that stuff when we went. It was the best time. As long as you plan it right, you can do it. You can do it on a good budget, and everybody is gonna have fun. Everybody out of the five of us all walked away, said it was a great trip. There you go. Rules.
All right, rules. Sucks.
Sucks. First of all, Art just made it. His whole argument was based on how lazy he is. Family vacations don't rule because you're too lazy to plan them, okay? They suck for so many reasons. They're insanely expensive. Anytime you want to go on one, it's when everybody else wants to go on one, when you have kids. And that's when the airlines and everybody else jacks their fucking prices through the goddamn roof. When you want to go away, which is with your wife, you go on a midweek in the middle of the school year. It's fucking paradise. It's cheap. You can go wherever you want for nothing, and it's great. And hey, last time I checked, your wife's still part of a family. Also, the main part of the thing that sucks is, one, you're doing everything for your kids for the most part, so you barely get to have any fun. And then the very worst part is, the kids got to go to bed, and then you're stuck in a goddamn hotel room at 9 o'clock at night with nothing to do. Done.
Done?
Yep.
Survey says... sucks.
Yes.
Next topic, tennis.
Sucks.
Go ahead, Art.
Tennis sucks for many reasons. One, you're just watching two people play a sport that you can play and that you can probably beat them too. I mean, they're not really that great at the sport if you think about it. Anybody can play tennis. You've seen people like that are ranked 100th beat the top-seeded person. And it depends on what surface they are. If like you have Nadal, who's like, he can't win on grass, but he can play on clay. Have you ever seen like Bo Jackson when he was running on a baseball field that was converted into a football field that was like, no, I can't run on this because part of this is clay? No, he dominated. So tennis definitely sucks. And it's like love, zero. Like what scores are these? Deuce? You're actually saying shit. You're saying someone's score is shit.
Deuce.
And tennis. So tennis definitely sucks.
Tennis sucks. Tennis rules, go.
Tennis rules. Hot chicks sounding like they're fucking. How much more do I need to say here? You have hot chicks in super shape wearing super short skirts, smashing that ball.
Or giving birth.
Dude, it's like if any sport could give you a boner, it's tennis. Also, it's in a game of millimeters, dude. The lines on the court, you know, if boxing is a sweet science, tennis is the exact science. And those games can go on as long as it takes, man. There have been like 8-9 hour tennis matches. You know how hard that is? In 100-degree sun, bashing that ball back and forth at over 100 miles an hour. Within millimeters is all it takes to turn the game.
Martina Navratilova.
Hey, this isn't legal. What's going on here? Excuse me.
Survey says?
Tennis rules.
Rules.
Yes. I'm fucking rocking it.
All right.
shut up about men's tennis. Sorry, in the chat room. By the way, we're live. Thanks for everyone in the chat room.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Marturi, JT, Gadiak, Jagu, Sarah, Ari, Farlman Punk, Dr. Kankles.
Popping in. Nice.
Do travel agents still exist? Exactly.
Yeah.
They do. It's got to be mindful.
What other sport has women shoving balls in their skirts is an integral part of the game for Farlman Punk?
Thank you. Beautiful.
Next topic. Camping.
Pass.
Pass.
Really?
No, I can sucks. Do either one. He was okay. Art called it.
Art called sucks. Go.
Really? I'm gonna go out of the nice air conditioned house that I'm in and go sleep on a rock. Done.
I'm sleeping on a rock.
I'm on a rock. That's all you're saying?
I'm sleeping on a rock.
Okay. Jay.
Camping is the greatest. When do you ever get to experience man versus nature? Mm. Not often. When you go camping, this is it. It's all about surviving if you want to choose to do it that way. But it's also about, it can be awesome. If you have all the right stuff, dude, camping is the shit. It, like, literally, you could bring an air conditioner and a generator and air condition your fucking tent. We've all seen that photo online.
Mm-hmm.
The air conditioner blowing right in the tent. Also, if you have an RV, camping is the fucking best, dude.
Oh,
RVs kick ass. It's like having a limo times 50. It's just a great time. You get a campfire. You just drink all day. You don't have to go anywhere. You can go swimming. You can play sports, throw the football around, listen to music, play music. It's infinite. And as long as you got bug spray and a couple of small creature comforts, camping's a great time.
Survey says. Sucks.
Yes.
I dropped a mic. That means I was infinitely right.
Next topic.
This is bullshit.
World Series of Poker.
How he win?
World Series of Poker. They only get
sucks.
Better. They only get harder.
I called sucks.
You called sucks? All right, go ahead.
Okay, so the reason poker isn't popular anymore is because it sucks. It was a fun fad for like a year back in like 2002, something along those lines. A, it's boring to play. B, it's boring to watch. And the World Series of Poker specifically, you have to like pay like $10,000 just to get into it. And there's like millions of assholes who get into this thing. It goes on like longer than the fucking World Cup. And for what? You pay $10,000 so you could just sit there, not have any expression on your face for like 7 weeks. It's fucking the most horrible thing of all time. And most of it comes down to luck anyway. So what's the fucking point? And what does the winner get? Oh, a bracelet! Yay! I want a bracelet! Fuck poker and the World Series of it.
Well, besides the bracelet, they get about, I don't know, $10.5 million now that it's up to. And you don't have to pay $10,000. There's ways you can get in for free if you play online. And if you play in certain tournaments, like in Foxwoods or different casinos around the country, you can get in for free. So this doesn't have to cost you $10,000. And then also, too, with a certain rants, like we get to see, you know, people love in sports like Dennis Rodman, all these crazy characters in different sports. You got to see Phil Hellmuth just go off on people for playing a queen nine and just bust this guy who was hoping to win his fifth, you know, bracelet, just get nailed by some, you know, just get nailed out of the tournament by some old lady that had like a queen nine that was off suit, and you just hear him like pretty much do practice an Allen Iverson rant yelling at a 90-year-old woman on an oxygen tank because he, you know, again, you said with the luck. Luck happens. It's like playing the lottery. You're going to be upset that you won the lottery? No. You got to play poker. You got to have some good times. You got to see Phil Hellmuth just go on a rant.
Survey says, sucks.
Yes. Ari in the chat room says, I'm with black people. Camping is terrible.
Next topic.
Jagu says, try glamping. You heard about this?
Glamping?
It's like rich people camping, where they just literally bring like everything from home. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
I would love to see pictures of that online.
I'm sure there's definitely
ridiculous
pictures. All right, so Jay's argument is bring your house to the woods. All right, what's next?
Next topic, Mexican food.
Oh, so rules.
Rules, go.
Yeah. Mexican food is the greatest. It can be done, even when it's done bad, it's delicious, like Taco Bell, my favorite place. But even done well, man, like, dude, it's cheap to make, first of all, so everybody can afford it. Obviously, it's like, you know, it's poor people food. But... You guys laughing at you? So racist. It's easy to make. Like, there's like 10 basic ingredients. You make all different combinations. You could have a burrito. You could have a quesadilla. You could have a taco. You just have a nice bowl of some delicious rice, beans. It's got everything you need. Carbs, protein, vegetables. You throw veggies in there. It's healthy. It's good for you. It fills you up. There's zero downside. Nothing bad can be said about Mexican food.
Next. Sucks.
Really? It's rules? No, it sucks because it's pretty much every dish is the exact same thing, just wrapped in cheese. If you go to, if you haven't had Taco Bell, go to Taco Bell, wait 5 hours, and your colon is going to explode. There's nothing wrong with Mexican food? No, there is. If everybody can afford it, everybody can pretty much have diarrhea at the same time. It is not a good, healthy choice. It's carbs. Let's just load up on cheese and beans so we can just shit ourselves the whole night. Mexican food sucks.
And everybody says, going with sucks, because that was a great argument, sir. Boom. Love it.
I love Mexican food, though.
So do I. It's Mexican food is amazing. But you said exactly what I was thinking, where it's the same dish. Everything is the exact same ingredients. Yeah.
I also hate camping.
All right. Next topic.
Mob tennis.
Ready? Mobster movies.
Rules.
Go ahead.
All I have to say is, if you, everybody has seen the movie Home Alone, and you see that excerpt where a kid, an 8-year-old kid, can pretty much scare a pizza boy and getting a free pizza by having a mobster movie go off on in the kitchen. That was pretty much the best line. And who hasn't in this room or in the chat room or anybody listening to this said, keep the change, you filthy animal. So many stereotypes, everything to love. Even the bad ones suck. It's like pizza and sex. Even when it's bad, it's good.
Yeah, I said that right, pretty much.
Too bad.
All right, mobster movies suck.
Art's whole point is that 5 seconds of a mobster movie in another movie is why it's good. That's the point, though, with mobster movies. They're the same fucking thing over and over again. There's going to be some great violence. There's going to be a betrayal. There's going to be a rise. There's going to be a fall. It's the same fucking thing over and over and over, whether it's American Gangster or The Godfather. Same shit, different guinea. Done.
Oh, shit. They're coming for me. I'm going to say, survey says, sucks.
Yes.
Next topic. Oh, hold on. Wait. We're on fire. All right. Next topic. Nicolas Cage.
Rules.
Ah!
Going to Art on rules.
I mean, he has to rule. I mean, the certain moves that he comes out from, Moonstruck to National Treasure to Ghost Rider. This guy just pretty much can make any movie suck. I mean, if you put him in the Avengers, he can make it suck. But that's the good part of it. When someone, it's like a train wreck. You want to watch what movie he does, how bad he does it, and then the internet memes of him being a vampire to just like his head exploding with the, with, you know, I have a receding hairline. He's got a receding hairline, but I'm not trying to fake it as bad as him, where he's trying to, you know, have his hair. So he's just a walking carnival. You never know what you're going to get from him, and it's always enjoy to watch him off screen, on screen, anytime. So Nicolas Cage rules.
Sucks.
He sucks just like mobster movie sucks. He's the same guy in every fucking movie, the same way Keanu Reeves sucks. It's just always Nicolas Cage. He's just the same guy every fucking movie.
Oh, like Caster Troy.
Except for in Kick-Ass when he was Adam West the whole time. So it's beyond the point of being fun anymore. It was fun for a little while, and now it's just not even funny anymore. He's just completely done. And what was the last thing he was even in that everyone even liked because it sucked? Was that like 4 or 5 years ago? You can't even think of anything anymore. He's done. Nicolas Cage sucks.
Survey says, rules.
He's just trying to keep it close, folks. Thanks.
I liked Art's argument, actually. All right, next topic. MMA.
Sucks.
Take it.
Again, it's the same goddamn thing. It's fun. It's fun for like the first minute or two when they're actually taking fucking throwing haymakers at each other and someone gets knocked out or someone catches a shin to the side of their ear. That's when it's great. And the minute they start rolling around the fucking ground, it's just completely boring. It's two dudes just rolling around wearing boxers briefs. It's fucking boring. And
you don't like the term ground and pound?
No. It doesn't matter how loud Joe Rogan yells it. It's fucking boring. Let him they should make a no ground rule. Just let him stay up. Or if you do go to the ground, maybe you get 10 seconds and you got to get back up. Not even the chicks can make it exciting because aside from, you know, one or two of them, they're, it's generally one hot chick beating up on some ugly chick.
Yeah.
And it's again, it's fun for 30 seconds. It's like midget wrestling. It's just, it's novelty and it's no good.
Rule? Art?
If it's fun for 30 seconds, that's how long a match usually takes because someone taps out. So then you have a new round, a new card. So, and I, for me, the girls now I think are looking pretty hot. Both are fighting each other. And then two, I like the fact that you can have internet sensations like Kimbo Slice start beating up people on YouTube, and then like MMA will be like, hey, let's bring him in. Let's see what he can do. Kind of like artists now where they don't need a music label. They can just start, you know, producing their own shit. MMA fighters can show a little YouTube clip of someone beating someone down in an alley. It's like, all right, let's give this guy a shot and go in. So I think MMA rules for different reasons. There's a lot of people are saying boxing sucks because it's like just punch, punch, move, punch, punch, hug. Here, if you're gonna hug someone, if you know they're actually trying to like take the life out of that person, and they're gonna, you know, the other person needs to tap out. Where in boxing, you're just like, all right, you know, the referee moves them out and they have to fight again. In MMA, man, it's no holds barred. You can use your You can do whatever you want, and you can still, you know, to win. So you can punch, kick, groin somebody, do whatever you want, and you have still a chance to win. So MMA definitely rules.
Art's argument bored me more than MMA.
The fact that you could groin somebody, actually. Sucks. Next.
Yes.
Soundtrack to the movie The Bodyguard.
I'm going to pass on that one. I don't, what else is there aside from I Will Always Love You? Is it just 10 tracks of that? It's the original, the remix, the reprise.
Soundtrack's
in the extended got remix. Nothing!
Yes.
Nothing! There is more than two songs in that soundtrack, right?
It's, yes. It's one of the most...
It's like a single.
It's one of the most, like, the highest grossing soundtrack of all time.
Wasn't Titanic
just,
the
highest? Just one song.
Wasn't it Titanic?
I don't fucking know.
Or E.T.?
What do I look like?
I say pass.
Wikipedia?
I say pass, Art.
Pass. Oh. Is that someone it. Calling in? Like, what is that?
It's the Family Feud song. Sound.
All right. Next. Arby's.
Oh, my God. Sucks.
Go.
Just like Taco Bell, man. You have, I mean, it's, they're like, oh, look, we're making roast beef. Three different ways till Sunday. You slice it up, you have it chunked, or you have it in a stew, and it's gonna come out like diarrhea anyway. So like, are they still even around?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
it sucks. Arby's sucks.
Arby's sucks. Arby's rules. Go.
Arby's rules. One, because a huge star like Pharrell would take their logo and make it a reality on stage in front of millions of people. You know how many of those hats have been sold straight up because of his love of Arby's? Second of all, you've never been to one, so how would you know that they only have roast beef three ways? Dude, they have a filet mignon sandwich there. It's fucking amazing. They have like a whole, it's like a premium menu that they call it. It's got a filet mignon sandwich. It has like asparagus, dude. It's fucking crazy. That's why like you see it more in the news now, because that the whole hat thing was part of their PR. You don't know this?
No.
Yeah, so they got a whole new menu now. It's sick.
Go try it out. I love how serious you are about Arby's. It's great.
It's amazing, man. I'm telling you. Don't underestimate Arby's. People don't know it yet. It's coming up.
Rules.
Yes. I made all that shit up. Fuck you both.
Next topic. The Vice President of the United States.
Rules.
Not the current one. Just the office of the Vice President.
Rules.
Go ahead.
You do nothing. You just go around with Secret Service. You get paid a pretty decent amount of money, and you just go around and talk to somebody. It's like you're trying to get the presidency, but you already won it because you're just going around kissing babies and shaking hands, and people don't take you too seriously. You can just have fun. You can say the most idiotic things, and it's like the young kid in the family, oh, look what he did. That's great. He just pooped in his pants. All right. Let's give him a lollipop. You can do no wrong as a vice president, even if you do pretty bad at a spelling bee like Dan Quayle. Oh, he's so cute. So being the vice president, you have no pressure, and you just go around making bank. Vice presidency rules.
Nice. Sucks.
Vice presidency sucks because you are the first loser. It's generally the person who loses in the primary gets sort of a consolation prize and gets asked to be the vice president, and you have no power to do shit. You are basically the world's biggest bitch. If the president is the leader of the free world, you are the bitch of the free world. You get told to get the fuck away from the president at all times because they can't be together just in case anything happens. You fucking live in like the fucking basement of the White House in a bunker. You're fucking constant. You're like more protected than the president. And if the president dies, then guess what? You now have the worst job in the fucking world. You're sitting there with your feet up. How's the best? The fucking best job. And one fucking bullet changes all that. Now you're in charge. And then you're fucked. It's the worst job ever. Sucks.
Survey says rules.
Oh, it's bullshit. All right. You have your own mic.
What are you doing?
I take the list, and now Mike's in the hot seat.
Okay.
All right. So
he's always gonna win now.
He's not gonna win. Dinger. I'm the chooser now. So
wait. So I'm
now
your,
it's Mike versus Art.
It's now me versus Art.
Yep.
And so Art's up. Are you? I'm up. Me slash you is up 7-5 right now.
All right. Ready?
Okay.
The category is the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Rules.
Mike.
It is the greatest thing ever when you are driving on the highway, or perhaps you're stuck in traffic. Or in my case, when I was on the phone with somebody pretty important, and in the middle of the conversation, I just said, yeah, no, that sounds pretty good. Hey, the Wienermobile! It makes you happy every time you see it. It doesn't matter. It just turns you into a five-year-old child again. It's just the greatest thing ever. Driving the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile must be like being a rock star or Derek Jeter put together, because everybody wants to wave at you, and women just want to suck your dick. Because everybody... If having a really big car is compensation for a penis, for a small penis size, having the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile must mean that you just have a fucking elbow. You just have like a fucking arm with an elbow coming out of your fucking crotch. Oscar Mayer Wienermobile rules, plus all the hot dogs you can eat.
All right, Art sucks.
Two words, parallel parking.
Winner is Art. And not because of his answer, but because Mike frequently rubbed his legs the entire time he was talking about the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Sorry.
I was nervous.
You didn't sound nervous.
I just got nervous.
All right. Turning 18.
Sucks.
Mike.
Turning 18 sucks because you're an adult, but you really can't do anything. Like, you can get cigarettes. Woo, big deal. Okay, great. I can kill myself quicker. Thanks. You can get porno. That's cool. You can vote, I guess. But you can't drink. You really can't do anything. You're really not considered an adult, honestly, even though, like, in the eyes of the government, I guess you are, because you can go to war. Turning 18 kind of sucks. I mean, you're still kind of a kid at the same time. You're not really... You realize when you get to college, too, that you just kind of can't do anything. You're just kind of like, okay, whatever, 18, not a big deal. And you're one step closer to death.
All right.
18 rules, man, because not only can you buy tobacco and scratch-off tickets, you can go to strip clubs, but you can go to our friendly folks up north in Canada because the drinking age is 18. You're going to have a good time. You can kind of experience what 21 is going to be like, so you can pre-party for your 21st birthday in Canada. I suggest Montreal, St. Catherine Street, for anybody turning 18. And, yeah, you know, you might consider yourself still a kid, but you're 18 years old. The world is your oyster. You're at the point where it's like, you know what, I become a man or a woman at that point, depending on your gender. And I think life is full of possibilities. Yeah, you're going to be one step closer to death, but that's even like living on the edge, man. 18 rules.
I'm going to go with sucks on this one. Some comments from the chat room. You can do no wrong as far as the VP goes. Cheney was pointed out there. He's shooting people. That's the problem. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile rules, because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A. Parliament Punk says you can go to war, but you can't drink. That's kind of true. Can't bang that hot junior anymore.
Yes.
And you can legally bone your teachers, says Ari.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You want this, Art?
I'll give it back to Mike, then yeah. I'll take the reins.
Okay. We have...
Actually, no, I'm not going to look... If I do take over, I'm not going to look at Mike's. That's not fair.
What? What's it?
I'll make up topics.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right, next one. Internet memes.
Sucks. Damn it. Damn it.
going with Jay. Sucks.
Internet memes have ruined society.
Not wars, not anything else. Internet memes.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. You get your people who think they're hilarious, and then you get your people who want to make them and be in them all the time, and they're just... There's a nonstop just fucking bombardment with stupid shit people find on the fucking internet. Go live your fucking life, people. Or you create your own meme and just tell someone about it. Like, that's how memes used to be. 99.9% of them are not funny.
Just stop.
Or amusing.
Just stop. You had me at hello. They're killing Willy Wonka. Done. He wins.
All right. So they suck?
Yes.
Okay.
Carl and Puck of the Chair says, why you say no? Why you no say rules? That's why.
Okay. So Jay wins that one. Sucks. All right. Next one. The Food Network.
Rules.
Go ahead.
Here's a channel devoted to everything that everybody needs every day, multiple times a day. Delicious food. Guy Fieri aside, there's really nothing bad on there. It's a great thing to have on in the background. Something you can throw on in front of the kids. It's just people making food, people eating food, people going to places to eat food. It's great. It's educational. It's fun. There's pretty colors. There's pretty women.
There's pretty colors.
There's nothing bad about it, aside from Guy Fieri's hair and backward sunglasses on his head. But other than that, it's just a celebration of the thing that we all need and we all love, food.
It's porno for fat people.
It is.
It sucks because after The Iron Chef, which was a show that ruled, pretty much everything is the exact same thing. You have some Southern belle trying to make a dish out of strawberries and catfish, and then, or you have food competition show called Chop Nuts, Broiled Nuts, Suck My Nuts, and what? These Nuts. It's like, we don't need another food competition show.
Nuts.
Second of all, after a while, it's like 10:30, you're watching, like, you know, Unwrapped with Mark Harmon. You're like, oh, this is great.
Mark Harmon.
Whatever. Who cares? Mark Summers, and it's like they all Marks look alike, and you're sitting there, it's like 10:30, it's like, I'm really hungry now, so you go upstairs, you eat like a bag of Doritos, and you're like, you feel sorry for yourself in the morning. So no, Food Network sucks.
All right, I'm going with Art on that one. Sucks. That was a very good argument, sir. Very good argument.
how many are you in right now? How many?
It's boring. You're boring, everybody.
You had 20. You had 21, right?
Yeah.
We're at 15 or 16.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4 left.
Okay.
4 left. All right, ready?
I'll take the last 3.
Next. Office birthday parties.
Sucks.
Go.
Cake and a card. No, office birthday party sucks because, like, you have to sign everybody's card. You don't know this person. And every, like, message, you're the last person to get the card. And every either funny message has already been written or you have no space. So, like, you just write your first initial. And like, this person's like, oh, Art didn't say happy birthday to me. He's an asshole. And then, like, you finally get in a room and, like, everybody's, like, screaming. Everybody's screaming happy birthday to that person. And then it's everyone's, like, really wants cake. And then there's, like, this, like, day-old pizza that, like, your company has because they can't afford any food. And you're just sitting in there saying happy birthday. And half the people are just, like, actually either on their cell phones, tweeting, or just looking at the next meeting or something like that. So office birthday parties suck.
It wasn't specifically radio office birthday parties.
Yeah, that was blue. All right, rules?
Office birthday parties rule. Dude, you get, like, an hour to fucking fuck off and not work. It's the best. Who cares whose birthday it is? There's free food. There's drinks. There's cake. Sometimes ice cream cake if you're extra lucky. And I've been at office birthday parties where they're, like, held later in the day, and then the boss goes, everybody gets to leave early, too. So there's always the chance of that as well. But free food, free dessert, free drinks, and free time to not be working. Having to sign a birthday card is such a minor, minor part of
paper cuts
taken away from that office birthday party's rule.
All right, going with rules.
Yes.
All right, we have three left?
Three left.
All right, my turn.
Okay, here, go ahead.
Twizzlers.
Well, if you do one more and I win it, then it's done, and then Ari can take the last two.
Yeah.
You have no chance.
Okay,
of
fine.
We should keep doing mine. Okay, ready?
No, didn't you already win?
No.
No, it's 9-7, so there's three left. So if you don't win this one, it's over.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Then you could do yours.
Next one. Vanity plates.
Suck.
Go.
What kind of a douchebag would pay an extra $100 for a $30 fucking license plate to have some sort of shitty pun on there? Hey, look, I used a number to make it sound like a letter. I'm smart and have much disposable income. You're a fucking asshole if you have a vanity plate 99% of the time. Sometimes you could have something good, but 99% of the time, again, it's something like later hater on some sort of shitty, like, generic car that they pull the emblem off and put extra mufflers on and some fucking neon lights underneath. You're a fucking asswipe. Nobody thinks your plate's clever. If that's the best you could do to prove your intelligence, you're a fucking loser, and I hope you die in a car crash.
Rules.
Or a car crash.
What did I say? A card crash?
You said a plane crash, I thought.
A plane crash?
Yeah.
No, I want him to die in a plane
or
crash.
Or a plane crashing into your car.
Yeah.
There you go.
That'd be good.
Even better. Yeah.
Vanity plates rules because if you know the guy Tito at aisle 3 in the New Jersey DMV, he can get you the vanity plates for free. Second of all.
Tito?
Yeah.
Is that the guy who makes the vodka?
Yes. But also, too, yeah, you might have some people trying to be wacky puns, but then there's also people that have maybe a DeLorean and have back in time. Or they have the old school, they get the old school New York plates and get Ecto-1. There are certain things that if you love something, it's like getting a tattoo. People are just kind of showing their love for certain thing in whether it's pop culture or whatever, or music or whatever, in a certain way. So I'm definitely cool with having vanity plates.
That's that 1% though that I was talking about.
I enjoy the Back to Future pandering. Rule.
God damn it.
Next one. Florida.
Sucks.
Go.
Florida is where all the assholes from New York go to die. Every fucking crazy, weird, bad story you hear about happens in Florida or Germany. Just people doing fucking bath salts and eating people's faces off. Everybody there does not know how to drive a car, which is weird because they're all from New York. It's literally where people go to die. It's like, you know, when your dog goes to a spot where nobody can see them. That's what Florida is, except for the entire country. It's too fucking hot and humid. It's always 100% humidity down there. It's completely uncomfortable. Nobody even wants to go outside. People basically come to your state and use it as their fucking shitty kiddie pool that they come to. They piss in it and they leave. And they go, yeah, you clean that up, you fucking bunch of shitty animal losers. Florida sucks.
Florida rules is from everything you said. If you're going, if you don't live there and you're going there just to have a vacation, it's like going to someone's house, throwing a party for yourself, and just messing the entire house up and don't giving a crap. And then it's like, oh, we had a great time. Guess what? We're going to have to clean this shit up. We're leaving back to our home. And it's hot. There's a lot of gorgeous men and women, depending on your nature. Preference. And so, yeah, I think, if it's hot, you can go into a place with air conditioning. It's just like camping. You can make the most out of it as you want to. Florida is like, there's things for kids, there's things for adults, there's things for old people, there's Cocoon. Florida just rocks.
Rolls.
God damn it.
All right. This is the last one. And this is how we're going to do this, because it's all tied up. Who saw that coming?
Oh, no. The Food Network.
Huh? All right. So this is how we're going to do it, guys, in the chat room. We have five people in the chat room, so this is perfect. Five people in the chat room. You
I
all
don't think
you,
JT is in there.
Huh?
I haven't seen JT say anything in a long time.
Alright, well, whatever. You all get a vote. Y'all get a vote on this last one.
Four plus you. Five.
Yeah, four plus me. Perfect. Y'all get a vote on this one. Who wins this next argument? Okay? Here we go. Last one. Professional cheerleaders.
Oh man.
Pass.
Oh, pass, yeah. Could do another come on. Yeah.
Fuck. All right.
Fuck
now gotta,
you.
Now I got to think of one. Fucking dicks. Okay, I got one. Ready? Last one. Monster trucks.
Wow.
Do I really have to do it?
Hold on. Rules.
Okay, go. Listen very closely there, room. This is all you.
All right. As we joke about how, you know, redneck it is or how stupid it is, think about when you were a kid, how fun it was when you were smashing your Matchbox cars left and right and just playing in the dirt and all that stuff. And all of a sudden now you get to go to a place that it actually comes real. Yeah, you might be sitting to redneck left and redneck right, but you're seeing these trucks just destroy these cars, blow up other big monster cars, set things on fire. And for the most part, you only paid $9. And seriously, you only needed like half of your seat anyway. So the best part of monster truck is just seeing the trucks flip over, seeing how long the medical crew will help these people get out of the truck before it burns into flames. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with monster truck cars because it's pretty much everything when you were a kid dream like, oh, could you imagine if this was playing in the dirt and this was real? Now it just comes to life and you can actually enjoy it. And you're drinking a beer and getting hammered.
All right. Sucks.
Monster trucks suck. Again, much like NASCAR, they're a one-trick pony. They're only there for people to watch them flip over. It's the only time anybody cheers at a monster truck rally. And I know, because I just went to one. It's the only thing kids want to see. It's the only thing people want to see is the dumb monster trucks flip over. They're like fucking stupid mechanical cows. That's all they are. They're only entertaining when they get pushed on their side. And then the guy crawls out. He climbs in the stands. Everyone's like, "Ooh!" It's super expensive to go see it. People just want to see fire and wreckage. They don't want to actually see the monster trucks. They're, again, like a professional cheerleader. They're fun to look at. There ain't much else going on besides that. And they all have really stupid names, like fucking, like Thundercock and Ball Crusher.
How is that a bad thing?
It's just completely stupid. Testosterone Man. Dumb. They all have stupid gimmicks on them. Like, look, I put those wacky bobbly eyes on top of my car. It's fucking King Monster Man.
Your ad-lib names are terrible. Stupid.
Well, much like monster trucks. Completely stupid. They suck.
All right, chat room. What do you think? Jay or Art? Who wins that?
Monster Man.
Who wins?
Sucks.
Sucks. Meh.
Is that a pass?
Somebody just logged out. Does that count for a suck? Art.
Rules.
Shit, we literally got like one each.
That's one and one. So Mike, you're the deciding factor. Oh, Dr. Cankles is back.
Dr. Cankles, do you have a vote?
And Ari, we need an actual vote.
And Ari, if you could give us an actual vote, that'd be great.
Well, we got one on one, Mike, so let's just go to you.
Monster trucks are cool.
All right, monster trucks are cool. Right. Nice.
Mike, you're the deciding vote.
That's a rules then, no?
Yep.
He just said monster Sweet. Trucks are cool. He
yes.
didn't say who he votes for.
I'm going with cool
That's
on
not
monster
a choice.
Yes, yes, it
the
is.
The choice is Jay
Sucks
or Art.
Sucks or rules, Jay or Art, Ari. Come on, buddy. Help us out here. Oops. Press the wrong button.
Mike, it's to you then.
Oh, rules. There you go.
Yes.
Survey says Art.
Yes. Yes.
Shit was fixed.
How? Art coming from behind in the first ever Sucks a Rule speed round.
Nice.
To take the win.
Thanks, Sarah, for keeping score. We love you.
Yes, because I gave the mic to you for two rounds that he won.
Yeah. That was stupid.
I know.
It was a stupid move on your part.
It was.
You went to the to the bullpen and the fucking lefty couldn't do it.
It was worth it to watch, watch you creepily rub your leg.
USA.
All right. So that's it, huh?
That is it. That is our first ever Sucks a Rule speed round. I like that. What did you guys think of that?
I loved it.
That's too much fucking stress.
You guys were sweating.
Yeah, I was. Great.
Sweating. Too much work.
I feel like I just ate Mexican food.
Yeah.
I feel like I live in Florida.
Beautiful. All right. Well, thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time right here on Masters of None. Thea.
See you.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures. So much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name. I'll tell you that right now. Papa Too Many.
You think they had it? Think someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got, they were going way far back.
Maybe they got, they saw that.
Maybe they got it. Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.